And 5, 4, 3, 2, what up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick, Angel.
Listen, we popping bottles. We got Black Girl, McBride Sisters, Brute. We got Moet.
We got
Moet.
Issa Rae in here, too.
We got Issa Rae wines. We showing love. We getting twisted. Shout out to all of y'all who voted for us.
Yes.
We are winner. Me, Angel, and Jossie. Shout out to... Ooh.
Ah! Soon as
forgot where I was from.
Soon as I took off the wire, I didn't even get a chance to put my pressure on my head.
It's been on the desk for a little bit, though. I don't know if you're shaving it.
We do it anyway. Shout out to Angel for campaigning daily. She deserves two. Come on, Josh. Come and get your cup.
Are we saving this?
Is it warm? Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll drink it another day. Get you a little Moet, Joshy.
Sorry, Issa, but congrats, Issa.
Get you a little McBride sisters.
Congrats, Issa, on your win, but we're going to put this in the fridge.
Get a little McBride sisters.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, stage crew. Thank you, Angel Wings. Thank you, whoever decided. You know what?
Y'all clicked on us.
Y'all clicked.
Thank you,
Angel. Y'all clicked on us.
For the campaign of the year.
Angel.
She went live for 40 days and 40 nights.
Listen, she was in the wilderness. And listen, don't let her work go to waste. Now you got to push through. We got
what?
Only
what?
No. Oh. As right now, come on, Johnson, okay. get you some a little in the Moet. Angel, we got until Friday. No, mm-hmm. Today.
Today is the last day.
Josh, get it up. Get this episode up today for our final push.
Come on.
Get it up for today. Real quick, church announcements. Kev on Stage and Friends is now streamable.
Woo!
Wow. All right, we had the club and I reached an agreement. They was like, yo, we want to be able to sell more people. Your audience can see it. With so many of the stage crew still wants to be able to meet new comedians and stream the shows. They were like, I want to see Gigi. I want to see the rising stars. So go to kevonstage.com. There's a discount code in there. I got a funny marketing campaign I'm going to run.
Okay.
It's called We Got Comedy Club at Home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. Like a black parent.
Yep. Tickets is $40 in real life. Okay, 2-drink minimum. Let's say it's $10 a drink because it depends on where your city is. That's 60 plus tax and tip. Let's make it even 70.
Yeah, yeah.
That's $70 for one person to see a comedy club. Now let's say maybe you got a babysitter. That's what, 20, 40? You up to 110. Maybe you got parking for $10, 120. If you eat dinner, if you spend 30, that's 150 for a night out.
Ask UTA for a partnership with Postmates and Uber Eats.
There we go. Because we got Comedy Club at Home.
I mean, serious. That's a great idea. I'm
going to hit them. You can watch this in your drawers.
In your drawers.
You could be butthole naked.
Blinds open.
Butthole naked.
We got Comedian CP, Precious Hall, Rising Star Ferg out of Atlanta. His first performance in L.A. Mm-hmm. Niles Abstin wrote on Dave. He got his own short film out. And you got Kev on Stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For $17 discounted. $20 is the original ticket, but I'll give it to you
Richie
for $17. Loco. And Richie Loco.
Come on, don't forget about Richard. No.
My bad, we got Richie Loco.
I didn't know Richie did stand up.
Richie does stand up.
I didn't know that.
If you want to see that, it's going to be streaming on Friday, March 29th. Okay? And just like keep your distance, you can stream it up to two more days after. Stage crew, obviously, y'all know in the Patreon, the tickets are only $15, but that's a Patreon ticket special. And please vote for Angel.
Please.
You still can do it.
Angel. Oh, the tickets are on kevonstage.com. Link there. Vote for Angel because we want her to win. Outstanding social media personality.
I want her to win by a landslide.
I want her to upset the upset. It will be the biggest upset in NAACP Image Award Outstanding Social Media Personality history. And she deserves it.
She's
been
so.
Campaigning for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. She's been eating manna and raven.
Mm-hmm.
And if she wins, I will hand her award.
Yeah, I'm gonna scream in your face.
Absolutely.
In your face.
Don't make me hand it to somebody else, y'all.
Don't make them.
Because Angel won't be right there. I might drop it.
No.
I might drop
I'll be like, damn it, Kevin, read it again. Are you sure? Real quick church announcement. Mama Life. Listen, it is talking about a limited quantity because I wanted to see how it went. We have face care. Ooh. So we have moisturizer, makeup remover, face scrub, face mask on our website, shopmamalikes.com. When I say limited quantity, it's limited.
There's eight.
Okay. Everything is $20 or under. I've been using these products for the past year. I have not put them out because I wanted to make sure I actually liked what the heck I was putting out. So go on ahead over to shopmamalikes.com.
All right. So how are you feeling, Angel, as a NAACP Image Award winner for Here's the Thing and for Black Lady Sketch Show, which one for Outstanding Variety Special? Uh-huh. Variety Show or Special?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
You know, I feel amazing. Like, I went after what I wanted. I got, last night they announced three. We got two of the three. I feel like, yeah. And also, let's be clear. I don't feel like I won those, only out of popularity, even though that was a huge thing. I honestly think my stuff that won, and even the one that didn't win, a quality actual products.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, it is a great podcast, as we can see from the way you all participate in the comments, even on our live tour, the way people are laughing in their faces, you can tell they having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a Black Lady Sketch Show. If y'all only knew the ins and outs of trying to put that show together and like all the people that involve and the fact that so many black women are at the helm of the departments, you're not going to find that on any of the other specials or people who are nominated. While all of those shows and specials are great, Black Lady Sketch Show stands above the rest, in my opinion. So I am elated. I am ecstatic. I can't wait till we get our trophy and we set it here on one of these desks that we can look at and be like, we did it. We did that. And I'm glad I got to share it with you all. Yesterday, actually, one of the highlights of yesterday was playing golf with my co-winner. Oh. Joshua.
Joshy, yes. Gons, you were on the back nine together?
On the back and the front nine, kid.
Why y'all didn't have me go?
You didn't want to go.
Stop
I sure
it.
Didn't. y'all looked like y'all had. You had all the golf clothes and the gloves on.
I had a good time.
And it was smacking the ball, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was going in all.
She's not only a sports expert. She is an athlete.
Well, this podcast was in a sports category. Yes. So it
where,
only
where
makes
we belong.
Sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who else knows about Nikola Jovic? Yeah.
Jovic.
Angel had the inside scoop on Jovic.
That's right.
Jovic. Absolutely. Matt Barnes, who we were up against, he was the host, one of the hosts yesterday.
He sure was. Because it was
he's tall.
Yes, he is. Oh, we got to meet. I took a picture with Brittany Griner.
She's tall.
Mm-hmm. He was there.
I was like, I'm glad you're out, girl.
You told her?
No, I didn't. That would have been funny. I'm glad you made it out. But we had, when I tell you, we had a time, and it was so funny. Josh was like, Angel, I want you to hit the ball kind of like what you did about three holes ago and get it. And I was like, Josh, you really think I know what I did? You
she
think
was
I know?
Hitting it good, though.
There was a couple times. I actually helped the team get a birdie.
She got a birdie.
Yes, I did.
She hit like an 8-foot putt and drained it.
I was like, And we were playing with a man who has been working inside of the PGA for almost 30 years.
Oh!
And another man whose company owns the golf course that we were on.
Mm-hmm. Down to Dana Point?
Did I get their contact? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They love Joshua.
Oh, everybody loves Joshua.
Joshua was showing out, too. Joshua hits one ball so damn far, I thought it hit you. It was so far away.
It was funny. The first shot, Angel's like, oh, where did it go?
Yes, I can see.
How do you see it?
I didn't see anybody's ball half the time. They were like, oh, that's good. I was like, where, how are y'all seeing this? I was like, it's gone. And I don't see it at all. The guy was like, that's the hardest thing. Is he's like, eventually you'll get it where you see it. Because I was like, it's
that's
disappeared.
That's the hardest thing is seeing where the ball goes.
I was like, they were really following the ball. Oh, yeah. Josh was like, sit it down. I was like, where is it?
I was talking, yeah,
He was, I took a couple of balls swimming.
Of course.
There was a couple. I was
why
just
they
like,
put the
girl,
water in the way?
I said, why? That's stupid.
Y'all built it and y'all put water in there. You know some balls is going in the water.
Many a time. I lost two balls, but the rest I stayed with. But it was great. It was just a great day yesterday. Very draining. I had umpteen meetings in between. I was so tired.
Angel was all in, though. She was smoking cigars.
Yeah.
And so
allegedly.
I know. I definitely smoked those cigars.
You usually don't smoke cigars, Angel.
I don't, but while playing golf. I mean, I was for real, like, all right, oh. All
right. Just a different person.
Yeah. I'm talking about air. Just air, just air or air. Ball still right there. They were like, all right, that was a good practice. That was a good, that was real good right there. A lot of interviews. It was great. Did you have a good time?
I had a ball.
I'm so glad. Marquita was like, you owe her a whole photo shoot, just FYI.
Oh, I told her whatever she needs.
She made sure he got in?
Huh?
She made sure he got in?
The Delta's entire organization, whatever Delta Sigma Theta.
Was in there?
That's how we got, like.
That was the campaign.
That was a whole nother campaign.
So anyway, I want to thank y'all, the voters.
He said, call Greg. Go ahead.
Greg, the voting committee, y'all, look.
Y'all really did do it.
I never underestimate y'all. I can say that.
Oh, yeah.
However, I thought we were at a disadvantage because in this category, you could only vote once. Our strength is our tenacity and persistence.
Yeah.
So we vote every day. That's why, you know, Angel, I feel like she still got a good chance. Josh posted this episode today. So I'm thinking, okay, we post every day. I'm like, oh, we only get one post.
One vote,
you know. But them folks, they had to make new emails or they made sure they voted. They got their friends to vote. Because, listen, them other people who was there have been famous before we have. Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, NBA players for long, periodically times.
Kiki Palmer
since Akili and the B.
Had a year.
We were on her show, The Playmakers, like 10 years ago. And she had her own talk show on BET. Sweet person. Probably the nicest celebrity I ever met. Very nice.
I believe you.
Teray was on, I remember watching him on VH1 and MTV, like being the music person. Mm-hmm. Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco, I watched them play a good amount of their career, especially Ocho. But mm-hmm. Shannon, when he was with the Broncos, when he was with the Ravens, and Nightcap, y'all see the numbers.
Shannon as a name right now is just astronomical.
And I thought people were going to vote for him because they seen his face.
Yeah.
Even though Club Shay Shay was a different podcast, he had the cat, he had the Monique.
Yeah, but even Nightcap has had viral moments this year.
Absolutely. And who got the stars next to their names? Here's the thing. Even if they counted you out, even when they didn't believe, God said you are the one. You're the head and not the tail. So we toast to y'all.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you. This award belongs to y'all too.
This is y'all. Here's and Baby Yoda.
The freaking weekend.
Shouts to Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda got his Angel Reese jersey on.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We got to talk. Oh,
no, they got in a fight.
It, but yeah,
well, we can talk about it real quick. So cheers to y'all
cheers.
First. Tink. Tink.
Oatmeal to champagne.
To the bride and groom.
Joshy,
to y'all. Tears to y'all, man. Tink, tink, tink. To y'all.
We
might make this whole episode. Might just put this whole episode out with love.
You know what?
For the bonus. You know what? We showing love to the whole community because it wasn't just the Patreon this time.
Yes.
It was everybody. So, Josh, throw the whole thing out for everybody. Cheers to everybody who listens to this podcast weekly.
Tink, tink,
we
tink.
We love y'all. You get an extra episode the same day you got a full episode. Two full episodes for you.
An award-winning episode,
amen. Award-winning episode. Yes. Cheers to everyone. We love you. We love you. We love you. Now, where the white girl at? Where's the white girl at?
The who?
The white woman from the royal family is missing.
Oh yes.
Kate.
She gone.
Uh-huh.
I was gonna say
Kate Winslet.
That's why they can't find her, Kev, because nobody knows her last name.
Middleton.
Lord. Kate Middleton is missing. And you know in America, a white woman missing is a lot. This is my first experience with an English woman missing.
Be a Kate alert out.
This stuff, hilarious.
I like it.
I mean.
This stuff done came across the pond.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing it bubble up on my timeline.
Yeah.
But they released a Photoshopped photo.
Lord.
The AP issued a kill notification. And they said, hey, this picture that Kate and them posted on a happy Mother's Day, also didn't know the UK celebrated Mother's Day on a different day.
What day they do it?
They did it like last week. She posted that video, that post, that picture on UK Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then almost immediately, the AP was like, this picture has been manipulated. And they allow for a certain amount of manipulation, a certain amount of Photoshop.
The Associated Press.
Uh-huh. But this one, they were like, we have reason to believe this has been manipulated beyond normalcy, right? Circled all the stuff, and the conspiracy theories are afoot, Angel.
And so
they said that they took this picture from her Vogue cover months ago. They took the baby's clothes from something in November that happened. Apparently, she went in the hospital. She's supposed to be in the hospital for 10 days. And then she hasn't been seen since December.
You think she dead?
There's conspiracies from she dead. She's in a coma. She left the family. William done. Is it William? Her husband?
William.
William done cheated on her. All kind of stuff. There's, you know how, if you watch The Crown, you know the family got to remain visibly strong.
Yeah.
And the king apparently got diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, he did.
So they're like, two people can't be sick. And the monarchy's name apparently is weaker than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So ties are changing. I done heard she's supposed to be stepping away from the royal family duties. Then they made her, on her Twitter account, she was like, you basically, oh man, I was just messing around with some amateur editing.
I'm joking.
I'm just joking. So they had her do that, her. But you know the power. If you watch The Crown, you know this ain't nothing for them.
Yeah. So what you think they're going to do to try to make this actually make sense? Because that's not going to be enough. People going to need to see her talk.
You think she's been kidnapped?
You know what's crazy?
Ransom.
I don't know, Josh. Mm. With them folks down there to that British, it could be anything. Mm. I don't know. But I'm telling you, I wish they had the crown live.
Oh, to see this a reality TV Woo! Show. Where is Kate?
I love some mess.
They don't got a Patreon? Missed opportunity,
now,
man.
See, if Megan would get it together, she could be what you call it? Monetizing off of this.
That's what I'm saying. They hate her.
I know they hate her. Black
she got the tea, though.
Right, but she could be giving us the tea.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Them hating
Meghan
her.
Meghan Markle, when you watch this bonus episode that we gave out for free, start the Patreon.
I know you watch the show, Meg.
Put Come the link on. In our comments and we'll pin
I
it.
Know you and Ari be Meg watching Mark. The show.
Ari, isn't it?
Meg Markle needs to be on, like, doing, she needs to be like, listen, I saw the way such and such been looking at Kate. And I feel like they the one that did this. This is the type of stuff we need lies.
We need lies.
We need the theories and the lies. Because where is the white woman?
Where is the white woman?
Maybe she in Target somewhere. I don't know.
Do they have Target in England?
I don't know.
They call it there Target, innit?
I'm being serious. Do we have any England people?
I haven't.
That will be so sad if they don't have a there. Target. Well, you know what? Because the colors probably don't... Everything. When I think of England, even though I ain't been there, everything seems in sepia tone. Target. See,
they have Tesco. I know that. No, they don't have Target.
See, she then came to America, went into a Target, and they came out. Or an IKEA.
Probably IKEA.
IKEA. Now, that's a place that you might not... Let me... I almost got lost. No, not almost. I got lost on the golf course trying to leave.
Oh, Angel. I didn't even think about...
I couldn't figure out how to get up out of there. I drove around the same place multiple times. It took me 30 minutes to get to my car.
I'm sorry.
Took me 30 minutes.
How far is Dana Point?
Oh, my God.
You know how far it is? It's like going to where you threw Melissa's birthday party.
Oh, God. Orange County.
Listen, and that's when they're...
Yuck.
Off camera.
Yuck.
The hotel was really nice.
I got invited to do a shoot, and they were like, it's in the Orange County. I was like, I'm unavailable.
It actually wasn't bad. The drive there.
Fly me out.
The drive there wasn't bad. The drive back wasn't bad. Now, did I drive it either way?
So anyway, I'm curious. It's been a great little thing to follow. The missing white one.
You've been following it.
Oh, my God. It's on my timeline. Me and Melissa, we tag up every night.
How's it? New updates. Are you in the TikTok algo?
Melissa is.
Okay.
So she sends me stuff. That's why I seen the manipulated images. That's where I seen the, like, her having a BBL is just hilarious. But listen, Ari and Megan, this is why they were like, man, let's go live with Tyler Perry.
They said, let's get up out of here.
Also, that doesn't even sound believable.
It does. But it does sound believable, and this is why people got to stay off of Tyler Perry's back. Because this is the type of shit that happens in his life.
Because he makes them mea culpas. Then he has enough money to save them exiled royals.
Not just that. Is this, what type of story plot is this? That a Dutch and whatever, a prince and a duchess.
Duke and duchess.
Is he a duke? He's a prince.
Too. He's a prince.
Yes. Yeah,
so I think they call the duke and the duchess, but you're right.
Okay, but them two, the white woman and the half white woman and the all white man. Royals from England escape because they felt like they were being basically held hostage and fly to your compound in Atlanta to live with a billionaire movie producer. That is a plot.
You know what, Angel? That is a great point, because that's Tyler's real life.
Life, yes.
Like, that's his real life. How? What would you expect from him to write about if the king's son lives at his house?
Not only that, this man went from living in his car to being a billionaire. That is the type that these are not regular, normal circumstances. This man doesn't know what normal is.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. All right, I want to move on real quick to sports because I posted this on Twitter and a lot of men got mad at me. I said, I know this ain't in the docket, but it's okay. I said, this is the first time in my life that I know more women's collegiate stars than men. I can name more off the top of my head. Angel Reese, we got the jersey. Baby Yoda didn't have the jersey since last season.
Some came to the show.
Yes.
What was
Sydney Colson of the team? WNBA stars. Angel, Haley Von Lith, Full Wiley, Cardosa on South Carolina. You got Caitlin Clark. You got Hannah at Notre Dame. That game was on when we were watching when we were eating breakfast in Dallas. Flaw J, she's a rapper and she's on LSU. Dawn Staley, I watched her in the WNBA. Now she's coaching. Mulkey, I remember her when she was at Baylor. Sedona Prince, I follow her on TikTok. She used to play for Oregon.
I like that.
And
name.
Then she plays for TCU now. Juju Watkins at USC might be my favorite player right now. Juju Watkins is hooping. She used to go to Sierra Canyon.
Okay.
And she is dominating. It was a big deal because she went to USC. So, and I was saying, I don't know that many men. I knew Armando Bacot, I believe, from North Carolina, Caleb Love, somebody reminded me, and Bronny Jr.
Yeah, I don't know too
many. And I know Bronny Jr., obviously, because LeBron. I haven't seen...
Where he playing at now?
He playing at USC. Both of them went to USC, Juju and Bronny.
Jaime Hawkins Jr., but only because he was a local kid from Camarillo. Jaime Hawkins Jr., he plays for the Heat now. He balling.
Oh, Jaime Vasquez? Hawkins, you said?
Hawkins.
Oh, it's pronounced Hawkins?
Hawkins, yeah.
He balling right now.
He balling. Yeah, he's a true rookie.
He's from Camarillo?
Yeah, he went to Cam High.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he donated a bunch of stuff to the school this year, too.
Nah, he balling, and he's your people. La Raza. And Camarillo. Double your people. And Rob Dillingham, I heard the name when he was in high school, but I didn't follow him to Kentucky. And people were mad. They were like, you don't watch the game. And I was like, that's my point. I'm a casual fan of sports.
Collegiate sports.
Of collegiate sports. The stories that hit my timeline are the women's stories.
Yeah.
When Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese happened last year and she did this.
Yeah, that was.
Caitlin breaking the records.
I enjoyed that better than the men's tournament in itself.
It's not even close. I can't wait to watch these women play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch these games. And they're like, you don't watch the. That's my point. And I think part of it is a lot of the NBA talent, they don't go to college for long. So they either play overseas or they play overtime elite or they're one and done.
Yeah.
These girls play 3-4 years often.
Mm-hmm.
And sports is entertainment.
Completely.
Entertainment is narrative. The reason the NBA was such a great product is because it went from like Lakers versus Celtics to Magic versus Bird, Jordan versus Magic, Kobe versus this, you follow the stories. The women have the great stories, and they hoop it, and they shooting from beyond the three-point. They shooting from the logo. Caitlin Clark shooting from the logo. She balling. She just opted out. She going to the league next year. I remember Sabrina Ionescu.
Highest scorer of all time.
Yes. Even in the NBA All-Star game, the most interesting thing that happened was Steph versus Sabrina.
Yeah.
Everybody who watched all the All-Star events, including the All-Star game, said the best event was the three-point competition between Steph and Sabrina.
Oh, because that girl can shoot.
She was shooting the rock. And it's like, I don't... one of these dudes was like, you're pandering. I'm like, this is not pandering.
You actually love
this. I love sports. I don't know nobody. And the men's game don't have no compelling stories. And I'm not talking about like... Obviously, I don't spend a lot of time watching. But I see what people are talking about and posting.
Yeah.
I don't see no narratives. I came up, I used to know everybody.
The sports center conversations are more based around these moments, not what Duke and Gonzaga did.
Absolutely. And Gonzaga sucks. That's a boring, stupid school from Spokane, and I love them. Oh, wow. But who cares? But also, LSU and South Carolina got in a fight.
Uh-huh, they did.
And it was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
And Flaw J's brother jumped over the thing. And the Cardosa from South Carolina, she hit a three to beat Tennessee the first time, the first three shot ever. That was a compelling story. And then she pushed that girl in that fight.
That's what happens.
And Angel Reese, her viral TikToks, when she got suspended for a little bit, it went viral. They're just more compelling. I'm sorry, man.
Well, they're great personalities.
That's what you need.
And I think people are just now, we've had the big personalities, and I'm going to go to NBA sports because collegiate-wise, I don't know enough in my expertise.
Yeah.
We've had the big personalities. We've had Meta World Peace. We've had the Dennis Rodmans. And so I think, like, people are attracted, even as much as they love to hate them, they are attracted to those type of personalities. And I think now, due to social media, we're getting to be able to see the bigger personalities in women's sports. And we're also just not typically used to women being that way, that also have like a bit of a, I'm going to say masculine energy. And I only say that because we do see like the cat fights on like the Real Housewives and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But these are ballers. These are like, you can't sit there and be like, well, that's what women do. Because also, she could break your ankles in the middle of a game.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
One, I agree with you. Juju Watkins plays like Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy, he went to my college, University of Washington. He played in Portland for a couple years. He got injured, so his career wasn't what it could have been. Mm-hmm. But she has the same smoothness to her game. You can see Steph Curry's impact in Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. But you usually didn't see, their stories didn't come to the forefront prior to social media. I think you're making a fantastic point. And just like social media, like TikTok, the best things go viral.
Yeah.
It's not what the media can control. Mm. It's what people are watching. Caitlin Clark is great for the game. Flaw J rapping as good as she hooping is great for the game. Angel Reese, you need those interesting people. Full Wiley, she had this play in the beginning of this season. I didn't know who she was. She's a freshman. She went coast to coast, around the back, underneath, lay with the jelly. Underneath with the jelly. I said,
Don't do it at the, come on.
She's here, Angel.
I'm about to say, why are you?
Well, Wiley, freshman, coast to coast, boom. She come around this way, behind the back, underneath, here.
Ah, wow, that was smooth.
And I said, who is that?
That was smooth.
That's why I'm watching. Mm-hmm. Now I'm following her, and this is the thing. She going to be there for at least 3 years. Mm-hmm. Because she can't go to the league for at least, I believe that women, they have to do at least 3 years.
Okay.
A lot of times they do four, but I think they have to do three. So now I can watch her. And then when she goes to the league, I can watch her. Yeah. I think there was a girl, I can't remember her name. She played for South Carolina last year. She was number one for the Fever. Is it Aaliyah? She's a forward. Rock, I'm forgetting her name. Who was the star for South Carolina? Oh, it was Aaliyah. Aaliyah Boston. Mm. I'm watching her in the league.
Uh-huh.
Asia Wilson went to South Carolina.
That's who I was thinking of, too.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Sydney Colson went to Texas A&M. She pulled up to the show.
Listen, I just sent the picture to my sister and my niece. My sister, Melissa, is the true sports correspondent, and she's turned her daughter into the same. And so I sent the picture, and I said, you know who the woman is on the right? My niece was like, that is Sydney Colson. And my sister was like, she plays in Las Vegas. And I was like, well.
She also said we can get tickets.
I know. I said, well, if y'all ever want to go to one of her games with me, my sister was like, if my daughter doesn't, I'm coming. I'm coming. Like, my niece is, she played basketball all through high school and then decided not to play basketball in college, but she wants to be the manager of UK's basketball team. So anyways, these are people who actually admire the sports, admire the athletes. And I will say that I honestly love how many more superstars that are coming out of the WNBA, because a lot of, like, so just a couple of years ago, she's now a correspondent. She married a white woman here recently who just had a baby. Candace Parker.
Candace Parker married a white woman?
She used to be married to that Duke player. Yes, and they had a baby. She has a daughter. And now they have she married a Hawaii woman.
Did she really? Mm-hmm. I watched Candace Parker when she played at Tennessee.
So even in her, even in her day,
I didn't know
there was still in her day was not but a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. What well, you're right.
It was only a couple minutes ago. There still wasn't as many as like. I guess superstars, and I feel like they're now making room for more of those, which is great.
And I don't know why these men were so mad. It was funny because Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, later that day, I seen a clip of them. Kevin Garnett was saying almost verbatim what I said. He was like, and he, you know, he'd be more intense. He was like, dawg, they just have a better product right now. They have a better thing. And I just love great sports, great entertainment, and great stories. We was watching the NC State Notre Dame game. When we was at the Dallas show. The point guard from Notre Dame was balling. There was a wing from North Carolina State that was hooping. She's hitting three. She blocking shots. NC State was winning this whole game. Literally watched the whole game while we was having breakfast. Almost the whole game. And then Notre Dame closes the game out and winning. So I'm talking to Sydney about it. She was like, yeah, man, Hannah, this and that. I said, man, Hannah Hidalgo. That was her name. So anyway, and I stood on what I said. You can't be mad at me because the men's college game is not as interesting as the women's. That's not my fault. I'm just telling you how I feel and what I know. And I know I don't watch no games, but I'm not drawn to know nobody.
The boys are too distracted, okay? Even though the girls is pulling girls as well in WNBA, the girls is different. The boys are being distracted by, you know, they get the Drea. Who's that?
Jalen Green.
Jalen Green.
Yeah.
He got distracted by Jayla. The girls, WNBA girls that be dating the girls, is not the same type of women that they are attracted.
Yeah.
It don't distract them like that. These are girls that are like, you achieve what you need to achieve. I'm just gonna be here in the background clapping for you.
Yeah.
Them, the good girls, they don't want to distract you from your job. Go out there and do your job, girlfriend.
Yeah. You clap it like that.
Because that's what, listen, the NBA girls, girlfriends, they distracted.
Yeah.
They doing too much.
Hilarious. Also, one of my favorite players for a long time was Sue Bird. She played for the Storm for many years. She's a great dresser. I literally sent Sue Bird's 10 outfits to my stylist and was like,
dress me like this woman.
Dress me like a lesbian woman. Because I don't know what you've been watching, but Sue Bird been putting these clothes on. Kelsey Plum played for UW. She plays for the Aces now. She was, I believe, the number one woman scorer before Caitlin Clark took over. I remember I mentioned Sabrina. I'm trying to think of the Asia, obviously, I follow. It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first WNBA game in real time, 1996. I remember Lisa Leslie got hung on the rim. And I've been watching Becky Hammond. She coaches the Aces. She's probably going to be the first woman coach in the NBA.
Wow.
She was under Greg Popovich, and she was right there for a little while. And she coached the Aces to a title, maybe two. I believe it's either her or Dawn Staley have the chance to be the first woman coach in the NBA. That's who I put my money on if you had to ask me who you think's going to get the job done. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's move on. One more sports segment. Russell Wilson to the Steelers. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's great. Listen, Russell says, when one door closes, the Lord will bust down the house and I'll walk in anyways. Listen, Russell going to stay working. He got four kids.
Listen,
I know what it feels like to have four kids. Russell, I get it. And, you know, Sierra, I guess her goodies is in the pantry right now. So we probably got to wait a little bit before we get another album because she got to raise the baby that she just plopped up out of the vagina. So he was like, babe, you go ahead, do the stay-at-home mom thing, take care of these kids. I'm going to go, and I'm going to play a little bit more.
Well, the hidden blessing is the money's guaranteed.
$40 million is what he's getting paid this season. Mm-hmm. I believe $38 million is the Broncos, $38.5 million, and $1.5 million is the Steelers.
All of that dang old money. Just coming in from every, they talk about streams of revenue. This man is blessed. This is why he don't be complaining. When y'all got mad at Sierra being naked on the carpet, he's like, what? I'm not upset. Why do y'all want me to be upset?
I got two teams paying me millions. The team that cut me got to give me 38.5. You want me to be sad?
I'm not sad.
38.5 and I don't go there no more?
I absolutely want my wife naked on the red carpet there.
I'm butthole open.
I'm going to be naked beside her here soon.
Butthole open naked. 38.5.
This man is living a different life than us. He can't even see. You know, they say bird's eye view. He is looking that way. He doesn't even know what's happening down here with us peasants. That's real sports right there. That's the game that you play.
Real sports.
And he looks healthy. He looks like he's doing well.
His hair is slick.
Okay.
He got that.
What he got in here?
I don't know what he got. Because his parents, I did the research.
We got to.
And his parents are both black, but he got that.
Are they black like we black? Or are they black
they
like?
They regular. I seen pictures of his parents. Let me look it up again. Because when he was first married to that white woman, I said, oh, let me check out his mama. Uh-huh. Right? Because I need to make it make sense. And I looked up his mama. I said, hold up. Regular black woman.
Regular black.
Harris Wilson III is his daddy. Looked just like Russell. And his mama named Tammy T. Wilson. Regular black. His mama hair a little curly. His mama hair actually kind of looks like Cat's hair.
Oh, well, then that's different. Cat got that hair that when she do this to her arm, more grows out. Like the dolls we had back in the day. Cat could do this, crank her arm, and 5 inches is coming up out of her scalp. You think his mama got that type of hair?
Somebody in the picture said, ain't number little ultra perm.
little ultra perm.
They're regular black. He just had, you know, some people just have
both
that.
Him and mom, his mama and his daddy. You don't see his daddy's hair who he looked just like. His daddy
hair. His daddy had a fro.
No.
But it was curly. Other fro, he had that curly.
But no, I'm looking at one where his daddy's hair is as straight as his son's.
Really?
It is like, I'm talking about Moana. This daddy is Moana. Look at his daddy. Hold on.
His daddy hair is different, but it's still regular black.
No, look at that, Kevin.
That a little bit of ultra perm.
That's more than a little bit of ultra perm.
What is it, though? But he regular black. He just got the, he had a conk.
No, he looked like Samoan. That daddy got something else in there. That's not normal.
Samoan. All right, well, moving on. Let's talk the Oscars, Angel. You're an actress.
Yeah.
Davine.
Uh-huh.
Davine Joy won for supporting, I believe, for The Holdovers. Mm-hmm. That was it.
That was all of us.
Acting wise, but Cord Jefferson won for American Fiction,
which was such a great film. And that was a film that I know white people love. Kevin will tell you, I predicted, even without seeing her performance, that Davine Joy Randolph would win Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
He was like, who do you think will win? And obviously, friend of the pod, Danielle Brooks.
Mm. Friend of the pod.
Who I love in real life as well, was nominated in that category. And for most of you all, y'all saw her riveting performance in The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
While I definitely thought she was going to get the Oscar nomination, based off of the trends that the Oscars have as far as in how the Academy votes, I knew our love for that film was not what their love for that film would be. And usually if it swings too heavy on us loving it, it's not going to swing as
NAACP
heavy
for them. NAACP for y'all.
Yes. Especially, even though it was a musical, because, you know, Jennifer Hudson won for Effie, right? But understand, Dreamgirls is beloved by white people as well. That is a musical that they love.
Yeah, because the record industry was taking advantage of somebody. They're like, now that I can see myself in.
They're like, we did that.
That's what Jamie Foxx said on the interview. He said people thought he was a villain, but he talked to record execs. They were like, this is fantastic.
Well, I love it.
I feel like you didn't do enough. You were very kind, actually.
Love it. I did think one of the black men would have made it out of the supporting actor.
I wanted Sterling, man.
I did think that one of them, I thought obviously Sterling did a great job. Sterling is an actor. Do you understand? He is. Obviously would have loved for Jeffrey Wright to have came out. That's my favorite. He's my favorite.
I know he is.
So they lost. Emma Stone has won. This is how many?
It's two.
This is two. Emma Stone is the most underwhelming white actress I have ever seen in my life.
That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
Underwhelming.
Angel, that's so, Angel.
And I think she's a good actress. I do.
Underwhelming
is
hilarious.
It's like, why am I looking at you having an Oscar?
Two. I love Emma Stone, but I love her as in like girl next door type of way. Now, granted, I did not see, I believe she won for Poor Things.
Yes, I don't have to see it. I know what she gonna do. I didn't watch a lot of Emma Stone movies and enjoyed the movie.
She's great.
Enjoyed
as herself.
She is. She has that I've been smoking cigarettes voice that she's had since she was like 10. And she gives the same type of, it's always emotionally grounded. She's a good actress. But when I, obviously, when we're talking about what's supposed to be the biggest stage in film and television, the one, the highest honor that you could potentially get as a film actress, her performances are under, it's like when Leonardo DiCaprio won for that, The Revenant, won for,
I
was
love
watching him live in a bear. It was a horse.
You know what it is? No, it's more like when Casey Affleck won for Manchester by the Sea, which was a boring movie and a even more boring performance. It was the most flat.
It was so muted.
It was, I hated the color grade. Yes. I hate the Oscars. It's going to be dark gray blue. So you know it's, I was like, that nigga didn't do anything. He didn't do anything in the movie. He was just, I'm brooding. I'm brooding. I burned my kids in a fire. Okay, show me something. Somebody made a good point on Twitter that I thought about, and it was Emma Stone, but it wasn't Emma Stone. They were like, the thing about the Oscars for Dave Vine, for Monique, their chances of getting two Oscar-worthy scripts and nominations is very low. When you were white and you win that Oscar, your scripts, you get everything. Remember when Monique won? I thought she was going to get everything.
Oh, I don't know why you thought that.
Octavia Spencer won too, right? For The Help? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she won.
She's had a lot of movies, but I don't think she's had Oscar nom type of movies. Y'all know the type of movies that the Oscars love. She don't get those. And listen, we can talk about it to her blue in the face, but the same thing happens over and over again. That's why the NAACP Image Awards means so much to me, because it's the community that I'm a part of. And it's I would say it's our highest award in the Black community. Uh-huh. I'm kind of over see us, but as a performer and a competitor, see me on the scale that is universally adopted at the top.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's really the same thing as I think when a white judge is leaning on a white offender because they can see themselves in that offender, and a Black offender, they can't see themselves. And they see the community different, so they're often much harsher in their sentencing. That logic applies to Oscar voting. Yeah. They see Emma, that's my friend, that's my sister, that's my daughter, that's my aunt, whatever.
Yeah.
That's a great performance. That was riveting. And they're also likely not watching the films that the Black people be in.
Oh, no.
Nobody watches everything. They vote for what they likely have seen.
Yes, and riveting is just a lie.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it, but I know it wasn't riveting. I know it wasn't.
Yeah, and listen, Robert Downey Jr. won it, even though I wanted Sterling. Robert Downey Jr. was really good in that movie.
Now, let me tell you.
Didn't matter what handed Killian the Oscar the day the movie came out for Oppenheimer. Because that was an Oscar worthy.
That was his first one.
Yeah, but acting wise, he turned in a performance. RDJ turned in a performance.
I honestly loved RDJ in that movie, though.
Yeah, he was hardly. It took me a second to register.
I hated the movie, but I loved his role.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, see, I think Robert Downey Jr. is a phenomenal actor. It's probably them drugs, and then getting off them drugs, you done seen all them demons, and so you able to see colors that we can't see. You know what I'm saying? So you be able to act those colors. I didn't see what he had did in his thing, but I wasn't mad at him winning because overall as an actor, I do think Robert Downey Jr. is something special. He is something, whether it be comedic or whether it be serious, there are nuances that he finds that I don't think a lot of other actors find.
Yes. That's what I think he made. That's why I feel like those Avenger films he was in were better than comic book. It wasn't just, a good comic. Listen, Iron Man was going through some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I do. I thoroughly enjoy Robert Downey Jr. I have not seen Oppenheimer. Trust and understand that I'm going off of, I have watched the Oscars long enough to understand how things will be voted without seeing a performance.
I was going to say, if Christopher Nolan is putting a movie out, just understand that's going to take the cake at the Oscars that year.
100%. Whoa. You know who Emma Stone is to me?
Who?
And they're not alike, but in the way that I see them is similar. Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence, who also has two Oscars under her belt.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. I heard Jennifer Coolidge. I said, I didn't.
No, I love me some Jennifer Coolidge.
When did she win? But Jennifer Lawrence, I see that.
These are both two good actresses. I'll never say that they are bad at all because they're not. But again, when we think about, especially being an actress, when I think about somebody telling me this deserves an Oscar, there are certain things that I want to see that the character had to go through, that the actress had to portray.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the films that they end up winning in, you just like, what? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to tell me that they went through that I had to see that they were able to emote that seemed so difficult that the level of execution had to be at a level that most people can't reach. Yeah. So that's the only reason why I'd be like, oh, underwhelming. Get out of here with all that.
She won for, if I'm not mistaken, she won for Silver Linings Playbook, that her first one. She was outstanding in that.
Jennifer Lawrence.
If I'm not mistaken, y'all correct me if I'm wrong.
Did she win for Best Actress or Supporting?
I'm not sure. I didn't know she had two. What was the other one?
I don't remember, but I remember she fell up the steps on the second one. She fell up the steps on the way to get her award.
I can't remember.
Jennifer.
She won. It was best actress. They said it was best actress for Silver Linings Playbook, which I love. And was it Joy that she won?
She can't have four. Y'all better get out of here. She don't have four. I'm looking.
Oh, they said she only won one.
I see multiple.
Could have sworn. Or maybe that's what they.
She might have been put up for a few.
She's been nominated before. Was she nominated this year?
I put in Oscar wins and they keep giving me four wins. How many Oscars has, okay, here we go.
Somebody said look up the.
No, just, okay, she just won for 2013.
Yeah, she's.
But she's been nominated four times. Do you understand how crazy that is?
To be nominated four times?
To be nominated four times at the age that she is.
What is she she's like? Not, is she like 30? Mid-30s?
She's in her 30s. She has been nominated four times. Three times for Best Actress, once for Supporting Actress. I'm sorry, y'all. And I love The Hunger Games. You understand? Mm-hmm. My favorite.
I think that's Disney.
Love it.
What?
What she was doing?
It's Sandy Griffin.
She also said Sydney Colton, and I didn't have a heart to tell her.
What is it? How you say it?
Colson.
Oh, is it S? She was really nice.
Yeah, she was. A lot of people were complaining about Jimmy Kimmel being not funny in the Oscars. I can't really speak to that. I didn't watch it. I want Trevor Noah to host everything. Mm-hmm. He been hosting the Grammys for 4 or 5 years. I don't know. Y'all who watched, did you watch it, Angel, the Oscars? Oh, no, we was on stage.
We were on stage and I wouldn't have watched it, no way.
I watched it on Twitter.
It's so long.
It
is long and it's very pompous. And also, I don't ever think most of the time the hosts are very funny.
Yeah, it's a very hard stage to be funny in.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Well, you can't just say whatever the hell you want to.
You can't have Trevor Noah host that and go after some people because they would just, I don't think they would take it lightly as jokes.
Yeah.
But regardless, congratulations to all the winners. Regardless of whether or not I would have voted for them myself if I was voting, doesn't really matter. What matters is they won. And I'm just saying, that's the reason why I specifically typically don't watch the Oscars, because I can tell the way the Oscars vote is so different than my perception of what is Oscar worthy if we're saying the Oscars represent a certain thing.
Yeah.
So I just be like, well, you know what? I'm not going to keep complaining when I know what the hell is going to happen.
You're doggone right, Angel.
But I'm so happy for Davine.
Oh.
She is a Yale graduate.
Wow. He went to school with Danielle Pinnock, who's on the rise, by the way. Y'all watch out for Danielle Pinnock.
You mean an undergrad? When did they go to school together?
I don't know.
Why you say they went to school
she
together?
She made a video. Danielle said that on her TikTok. That's how actually I found out that Davine won. Let me see. Let me read the caption. Maybe I'm mistaken, Angel. Now I'm scared. Your friend wins an Oscar. So proud of you. Oh, no. TikTok always has a short caption. Danielle Pinnock. Let me find her page. Boy, find it right. And now you want to close on me? Get out of here being wrong. Now?
Yeah, she might. Man, wonder if she went with her in undergrad, maybe. But I didn't think that Danielle went to Temple.
I thought she went to Yale.
Danielle Pinnock, I don't think went to Yale. I don't think she did. I'm not trying to take credits from Danielle either, but
I don't know. And it doesn't say that in the caption, so maybe I just made that up. Yeah, I think, but that was her homegirl.
Danielle Pinnock, who I also love. Okay, that's what it is. No, they went to undergrad together.
They did go to undergrad?
They went to Temple University together.
Okay.
And
Davon went to Yale.
Then Davon got her master's degree from Yale.
Got it. Friend of the pod, Davon.
Davon and Danielle Brooks. Danielle Brooks, who got her degree from Juilliard. And then Davon got her degree from Yale.
Got it.
And if y'all don't understand what that is, that makes me salivate. Is what, when I got to hear during this whole trail of awards, Danielle, and I think Davon was setting Danielle up for an award. Like, she was presenting Danielle the award. Then Danielle got on stage. She began to talk about them. And, you know, Danielle always gets into her preacher voice. Mm-hmm. When I think back to the time that we met each other, and Davon was going to Yale and I was at Juilliard, and us being able to make room for each other, I was like, first of all, rewind. And I need all these white people to stop and applaud right MF and now. These schools, their acceptance rates are minuscule.
I probably couldn't even get in.
And and the fact that these women hold degrees from both of those institutions, just, I was just like, shut up. This is amazing. But anyways, if y'all don't know Davon, definitely look at her stuff. She was in that movie that Eddie Murphy did. What's that thing called? It was like a black exploitation film.
That Davon was?
What's the movie that Eddie Murphy did that was kind of like black exploitation? Oh, come on. I know you can give it to me. It was based off of a true...
Oh, Dolemite.
Thank you. She's in Dolemite, so you can see her in that. But this woman is very well... She's good. She good. So, anyways, congratulations to her and all the other people and the creator of American Fiction, because I thought that film was great. I was like, This is the perfect black-white film ever.
That reminds me, Cord Jefferson's speech caused quite the stir in the community. Did you hear this?
I didn't know. I loved his speech. I didn't know it caused a stir.
It caused quite the stir down to the Twitter. Let me see if I can find it. If y'all haven't heard it. All right, here we go.
Hello, El Marie with EUR Web.
Hi.
Hi, Cord. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I feel like you kind of foreshadowed your success with the character Adam Brody's Get Your Tux Ready, We're Going to the Big Show. And so here we are. So I want you to speak to the importance of being recognized for a film that shined a light on the stereotypes and also kind of poked fun of the stereotypes of black characters in film.
Yeah. I, look, there's a Victor Hugo quote that he says, nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And so, you know, I was very passionate about this film. Everybody who worked on this film was very passionate about it. Nobody was there for the money because we didn't have any money. So people were there because they believed in it. And so to be here now and to receive this kind of response is it feels incredibly surreal. I'm so grateful for it. I think everybody on the film is so grateful for it. We didn't have a huge marketing budget, and so we relied on word of mouth a lot, and people who liked the film telling other people that they liked the film. And so, it is, you know, hopefully the lesson here, and it's kind of what I tried to convey in my speech, is that there is an audience for things that are different. There is an appetite for things that are different. And, you know, a story with black characters that's going to appeal to a lot of people doesn't need to take place on a plantation, doesn't need to take place in the projects, doesn't need to have drug dealers in it, doesn't need to have gang members in it, that there's an audience for different depictions of people's lives, and that there is a market for depictions of black life that are as broad and as deep as any other depictions of people's lives. Does that make sense? Thank you.
So, yes, Cord Jefferson is black. Some of y'all are asking. He's director of American Fiction. I agreed with him. I've heard that sentiment a lot.
Did he only direct it? Did he write it?
I think he wrote and directed. Yeah, I was about to say. Writer-director. Uh-huh. He did both. Did he win the award for adapted screenplay or director?
I think adapted screenplay. I think Christopher...
Yeah, for sure. Nolan Christopher Nolan won. Uh-huh. He did win for adapted screenplay. Somebody I follow on Twitter made this point, Jamel Smith, and I think it's the actual point. He says sometimes we need to distinguish between when people are talking to the community and when people are talking to the industry. Another one of his speeches, he was like, instead of making...
That's one, the speech I thought you were about to talk about.
Should I play that one?
You
he was
can.
Basically, he said, instead of making one... Basically, he was saying, take more risk. Because American Fiction wasn't a big budget film. He said, instead of making one $200 million film, I think he said, make...
$520 million films or $10 million films.
Whatever adds up to 200 million.
Yeah, whatever.
Because he said that one is also a risk. And I think, to me, he was talking to Hollywood and say, y'all take the risks on, y'all green light a lot of these films, green light everyday stories of black people, the way you get like Superbad, Napoleon Dynamite. You don't usually get those Hollywood versions of those movies. Also, that type of movie, that little mid $5 to $8 million movie doesn't really exist anymore. Matt Damon was saying that since the DVD has been less popular, companies have to make all their movie at the box office or the stream. Yeah. You used to be able to make a portion at the theater and then another portion. You know, when we was young, all your movie money was coming from either the dollar store movie or the VHS.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I saw a lot of movies as a kid. I did not see a lot of them in theaters.
It would be the discount theater where they would be like a dollar a show.
Yeah, we didn't get to go to a lot of the movies in their first run. And I didn't care.
Yeah.
Because the internet was not a thing.
Nothing was getting spoiled.
Ain't no way to see it.
Right.
Unless you talk to a person who saw it. But anyway, in the industry, because you got to pay... When you do a movie's $10 million, I think you got to make 15 to even make your money back, because usually you include the marketing budget, and you got to cut the theaters in. You got to pay Nicole Kidman for that AMC speech. She's not walking in there and telling you how great the movies are for free.
We are AMC. Oh. Yeah, it's dumb. I was like, why do you think we want to hear from her?
I'm already here. You are stopping me from doing what I came here to do.
Get to the movie, bitch!
But anyway, I thought he was speaking to Hollywood, but people were like, respectability politics, this, why are you talking about that? We are more than, and those stories are important too. But I was like, is it Uchiwali or One Mike? Because I thought we was complaining that we was tired of having black trauma. And also, I want to say this. Your character in a black film, regardless of the plot or the premise, they got to go through something. And that obstacle, we can't always make it the trauma.
I literally had this conversation with somebody, which it ended up being a bit of an oxymoron because then they did not go to see American Fiction, which I was just like, I loved American Fiction because it was a white people story. And what I mean by that is it's the type of stories that white people get to play, which is very complex family relations. The complexities of trying to date again, right? In a over sexual type of situation.
Yeah.
And also the complexities of being just good at your job.
Yep.
Okay. Because typically it's like in order to the pendulum be swinging hard, either we are partners at a law firm. The head surgeon at the hospital, either we are the greatest of all the things.
Good Times or The Cosby Show.
Exactly.
Not just somebody who got a job at the bank or the city.
We're not Roseanne. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're not like, we just live in art. We cool. Like, it's not the best, but it's not
Blackish.
Blackish, she was a surgeon.
She was.
He was an ad exec.
You're right. My bad.
The pendulum be swinging either way. Mm-hmm. What American Fiction was that pendulum just staying right in the middle where a lot of people actually do get to live.
Yes.
They're not overwhelmingly wealthy, nor are they on government assistance and dodging bullets every day. There's a lot of people who are like, I go to work. I pay my bills. Mm-hmm. I go to a concert every now and again, and I go to church.
Yep.
So American Fiction allows you to kind of just... For me, it let me just breathe and not feeling like, oh, Lord.
Yes.
when while also teaching a lesson to Wahite people. It was like he knew they were going to show up for this, and being able for them to see how they perceive how our stories should go.
Yes.
It's like, yes, we as black people already know this because we live it. We see what is fed to us.
They were the butt of the joke, not us.
Let me tell you.
And when I watched it, they were like, huh, that is how we see this.
This white woman left the theater. She was like, you know what? There was a part I didn't get. I was just waiting to find out, like, it was something that she was hoping. She was like, I thought there was going to be, like, this revelation with the brother. Like, I was waiting for, like, this moment. And I was like, see, you're the moment. You missed it. You're the moment. You are looking for something else. You don't be looking for that when you're watching Manchester by the Sea. You okay watching Salt on the Table. That is what you are okay with.
I hated that movie, man.
You watched Revenant and you were okay with watching Snowfall.
But you wouldn't watch Snowfall.
Come on.
You feel me? Also, the Revenant.
You would. You would say Snowfall's the only thing that deserves to be greenlit because you got niggas in the streets selling cocaine, crack, and shooting each other.
And the real villain of Snowfall is Ronald Reagan, not Franklin. The niggas didn't have the money to produce cocaine like that. But Ronald Reagan don't show up.
No.
The man getting the drugs from the CIA. And Franklin's the bad guy?
Yeah. And then
Teddy! And the U.S. government!
So, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, salivated over American Fiction. I was like, yes, acting moments. Erica Alexander just being in that. Mm. And then her and Jeffrey Wright, first of all, looked very, very good pairing.
Yeah. Old very love good. In that movie.
Yes, with the old, first
the
of all.
The security guard.
They did actually have some money. Let me just rewind.
They had their house on the beach.
The parents did have some money.
But it was falling apart. They ain't had it like that, like that.
But they also had living help.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a little bit.
But Jeffrey didn't have no money.
Nah.
And the sister didn't. The sister died. She died so quick.
I thought I was in the wrong theater for a second. I said, hold up. Wait, why she dead?
She did right
she
now.
She was in the hospital. She worked in the hospital, but she wasn't at the top. She wasn't in Grey's Anatomy Hospital.
No, she didn't know something was going wrong.
She was regular person at the hospital. All right, moving on. I want to take a quick moment and say, rest in peace, Akira Toriyama. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. He is the creator of Dragon Ball Z.
Oh.
He died last week.
That's a beautiful name.
Dragon Ball, it is. Dragon Ball Z, and I ain't gonna hold y'all, I did not know the man's name prior to this. I've told y'all many times my anime journey. Dragon Ball Z came on along with six other cartoons I watched during my after school, middle school block. Mm-hmm. Did not know what anime was. I just would watch Dragon Ball Z. Then I watched like Batman, the X-Men. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, remember when we was in after middle school, they had cartoons on. So I'm not like, oh, this is Japanese. It was just like, oh, this is Dragon Ball Z. Goku is fighting Vegeta. You know what I'm saying? Piccolo and all that stuff. But Dragon Ball Z is one of the most popular anime titles ever. Oh, also, Young Deuces. I didn't know you had kids, Young Deuces. I saw that on Twitter. I was like, his kids told him that Akira passed away. And I was like, you got kids? I thought you was into anime and stuff, but you done fell into some coochie. Them anime folks be having sex. I need y'all to know. I'm going to DreamCon, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They calling it CreamCon.
And first of all, last year you were supposed to go and you were supposed to take my son.
I know.
He sat there and waited by the door. I couldn't go.
You lying.
He was like, is Mr. Kevin coming?
They didn't do it.
I was like,
hilarious. But them anime folks, I've been following more anime people. I be watching the timeline. They be flirting on that timeline. I know they're going to go to them anime cons and they're going to do a little bit of hentai. And I know it's going to smell crazy in that convention center. But anyway, rest in peace to Akira. And this is going to sound morbid, but I don't want it to be like that. He passed away and in his the press release, they said he died with many more projects that he was working on. And I said to myself, I would love to pass away. I'm going to pass away working on something. I got to. I hope to have a show that you got to get a refund to because I didn't make it because I don't went on to be with them.
Would you want to do that to people?
Because I'm never going to stop. I want to be working on something. I want to be in post. I want to be writing something.
You want to be Walt Disney.
I want to be living until I pass away.
But not
I
a don't live be... show. Not a live show.
Yes. That I want you to be like, so God, sad. Don't get Kev. Now I'm going. And I want the venue to give you a hard time on the refund. I want them to say. I want y'all to keep the ticket because I want to keep going. But I think the best thing about him and as an artist, when you create something like Dragon Ball Z, you may pass away. Everybody's going to die. But your work and your inspiration.
Legacy.
Your legacy is forever.
The brand.
The brand. What? Them folks on anime, they took it hard. And I'm like, he meant a lot to me, but I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like his work meant a lot to me, but I didn't know the person, if that makes sense. But people was going through it. And that's such an amazing thing that your work is that powerful.
Yeah.
That people are really hurt by your passing. It's beautiful to me as an artist that your art is like, man, I'm going to miss you and what you created. So rest in peace, Akira. I've been saying, find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z my whole life. You know, because at the end, I don't know if you ever watched it, Josh. But they'll be like,
Dragon Ball Z, man.
You watched it?
Yes.
Did you watch it, Angel?
I watched clips of it. I never watched the full episode, but I know Dragon Ball Z well enough to know that it has to be the most popular if I know about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it was so funny. There was a meme talking about, apparently Mexican people really love Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
There was a rumor that the cartel took a ceasefire for it, and hood niggas loved Dragon Ball Z. When I was coming up, all my friends watched it. We would all go watch it and then be like, nigga, you see what Goku was doing? It was crazy. Kamehameha. That was my first anime joke ever.
I don't want to die while working.
No, I do.
I want to be so old that they're going to be like, that bitch is back on vacation. And I'll be like, I don't come off.
I want to be like Betty White.
She had a great career.
She was. I'm not saying I'm going to be working at my pace now. But I want you to be able to call on me and they'd be like, oh, look at Kevin. I'll be like, yeah, I still got it.
No, I want to be with my grandkids. I don't want to
I'll be with them too, man, but I'm not finna just sit around bouncing y'all on my knee. I want to be like, now where's the script? Okay, now what y'all want me, what that means?
It's risk. Exactly what it's going to be, Kev.
Okay, my kid like done said. What one person?
The reason why I'm saying that one person is because I do remember their name.
They ain't Booty Tray.
They not Booty Tray.
Actually, probably won't even have scripts no more. They're going to put the script in my mind.
You're going to tell them, put it on a script for me.
Can y'all just print it out for me? They're going to be like, Pop, we ain't had printers in 30 years. In my day, you gave me the size. I don't want the script on my Vision Pro. Okay?
Write it down in front of me on a big old poster board.
Write it down so I can see it.
I want my work to be working for me. I don't want to be working.
Got it. Well, we're different.
I know, nigga.
Moving on. We got to talk about this because me, Angel, and Josh were sitting at the gate when this video came up on my feed. This German choir singing Kirk Franklin. When I tell y'all, we had a really rough year.
Glory, glory.
We're going to play the full 5 minutes.
Such a rough travel weekend this weekend, y'all. I still have not recovered. Me neither. Daylight savings time. But this moment in time was joy.
You think that gospel music has gone too far? You think we've got too ratty with our message?
Too radically.
Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. Now you know. Glory, glory. You better wipe your hands together. Act like you know up in here.
Killing on the keys, though.
Lift your voice to say.
The keys cracked me up.
She saw his old hand go like.
Something. Why can't they find the pocket?
They are finding them, Angel.
They got cargo pants pockets. They're in the right pocket.
Wait for it. The thing is, the visual with this of seeing these people try to do all this stuff, it makes it that much funnier.
What a stump!
He does the jump and holds onto the thing, double foot. They sound like a ghost choir.
You know he knew he was killing it.
So they're stopping on schnitzel.
That was Josh's favorite part. Josh just kept going.
I gotta tell you, we won't stop.
I'm sorry, y'all. We got to hear her do the rap.
Hallelujah. Come on and sing for me.
Hallelujah.
I'm having nightmares now.
Hallelujah.
There's an old man in the back too, boy. He gets so into it. Their harmonies sound like both.
You heard that one?
Now, young people, if you don't mind, I feel like having a little church up in here because the devil is alive. Oh, can you help me when I think about the good things and the fullness of God? Make me thank you.
You cannot tell her.
I think there's some days where God just leaves worship on scene.
Yes, he's like, I don't want.
Also, I know Adolf Hitler is turning in his grave.
God being like.
I think he likes it.
Nah, gospel music has gone too far.
Gospel music has gone too far.
It has gone too. Pull it back. Ooh, pull it.
Yeah. Oh,
Somebody, Joseph Solomon. Joseph Solomon said, "Well, it went to the ends of the earth."
Yeah, we at that end,
y'all. We had tears in our eyes.
It was the best.
It was the most painful 5 minutes of my life, and they sang the whole.
Every piece.
Song.
For those of you who think gospel music has gone too far, you think it's gone too radically.
The too radically? We were at gate C-17. I was like,
love to glory.
You sound like a Street Fighter villain. You dare to fight with me? You die again.
Best.
You.
It's
up
the
best. To the sky.
Yes, that's what he was doing back. Up to the sky.
Y'all, if you can please watch the video and just watch these people, it makes it 1,000 times better.
Oh, it's they great. Were the they best. They tagged me on this in TikTok. It was like every 5 minutes.
Because it was the best. Somebody had sent it to me before you did, and I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Is this
like,
recent?
Oh, the performance?
Was the video? When did it happen?
I pray it wasn't.
Can't
recent.
Be.
I pray it happened right
German
after Stomp
choir.
Happened.
Stomp. Glory, Stomp. Glory.
It's just
it was like, posted 4 months ago. And oh! Was,
but again, it had see. To have happened before because no, especially no, the that. Orientation of it. Makes,
this is really clear.
Makes me clap my hands.
Stomp. This hilarious. 25 Jared Kissinger's Gospel Party 25th. Stomp Von Kirk Franklin is what this thing says. this is Kirk. All in German. Übersteigen von der Jägen von die denken, dass Gurgat Musik gut gegen Gleis Lies erdenkt. Wir sind so radikal mit unserer Botschaft. Nun, ich habe noch ein Eigen für euch. Ihr habt ein bisschen nichts wirklichkeiten gehört. Und wenn der Durst noch nicht webt, dann die Webs
des Jesus.
It sounds like you're
I'm trying to find the date on this, but it's all in German.
It
I don't know.
Did,
25
so
genre der Gospel Party 25.
He wrote his R's like he's a Mexican man.
Is this
the Patreon said there's spit all over that mic.
Oh yeah. Oh, Kevin did a what's that thing? A gleek.
Gleek.
Oh, at
oh
me.
Man, Angel caught it.
I gleeked in Dallas on Angel. Yeah. Glory, glory.
Yes, it is it.
We had a tough day, y'all. Our flight.
That was the longest travel week we've had.
Y'all, it was crazy. First of all, we were supposed to fly to Houston at 1 a.m. on, what was that, Thursday night? Or Friday yeah, night? Friday
it
night?
Was Friday
Kev,
morning.
Back up to that morning for you.
That morning, I flew to the Bay Area for a very important meeting. Mm-hmm. 6 a.m., 7 a.m., had the meeting, flew back. At around 7, mm-hmm. came home, washed my butthole out, got some food, and basically got back in the car, went to the airport. Flight's at 1. I'm saving my sleepy. Get on the plane at 1. Angel and Joshy on there. We all like,
Glory, glory.
Fall asleep before we take off, which I try not to do, and then wake up like 1:30.
We get on the plane. We push back from the gate.
We sure do it.
And we
that's
hung out
I fell
there
asleep.
For
I
a
said,
minute.
Oh, we push back. I'm safe. I wake up. They're like, the captain's like, we're actually going back to the gate. I'm like,
the hydraulics and the
no,
thing.
That was the second flight, Angel. Hydraulic was the second flight. This was the first flight. something's wrong. Maintenance is coming to look aboard. We wait 20 minutes. He was like, sorry, we're going to have to deplane. Once you deplane, it's an hour.
Hydraulics was the first one because we waited there. They're like, we're going to try and get it fixed. Wait on the plane.
Wasn't
we're not
that Dallas? He said we got to get the hydraulic pump fixed?
No.
Y'all are wrong. I'm right.
So either we way, get off the goddamn on plane. Yep. We're tired. They're like, there's another plane at another gate. Go on over there and shut the hell up. We're gonna clean it. We're going to put the food on there. And I had ordered chicken thighs. We're going to put the food on there, and we're going to put you on. They didn't put us on a plane until 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep, and I didn't get my chicken thighs.
3:30, we finally leave. We're supposed to get to Houston at 6, so we have a full day of sleep. Doesn't happen. And then we fly to Dallas, and then we're leaving the Dallas. We get on that doggone plane again, and they're like, something's wrong with the plane. Push back. And then I've got to go back to the gate. We have to deplane. I was like... And Dallas is not a Delta hub.
But listen,
so there's only two flights, one in the 6 a.m. and one at 6 p.m.
But listen, with what was happening with these United planes, I'm glad they saw what they saw.
Fix it right because stuff is falling off.
Put it down. Gas is leaking. Wheels are coming off.
Mm-hmm. Then you know the one that did the thing that shouldn't have done the thing was coming to Houston.
Yes. No, that was another one.
Oh,
that
I didn't
one
know
that,
that
drifted off of the landing strip at Houston.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They got
Houston
off the plane, and the plane was like this.
Yeah, the plane
didn't
was.
Didn't know that, y'all. The
plane was doing a gangster lean. So long story short, we had an 8-hour travel day on Monday. Let me email these people. I missed bringing donuts to my kid's birthday for the school. And I don't feel like I have stopped. I am so tired. I'm so tired today, tomorrow, tired. Even after this, I go to shoot something else. I tired.
They said American Airlines goes to LAX every hour in Dallas. The flights are sold out.
No. We weren't on American Airlines. We were on Delta because we tried to get our
The flights were sold out and nothing was available until the next day.
Just hush, man. We know what we're doing.
We made it. We made it back. We made it back safely, which is, at the end of the day, what's the most important to us because, you know, we got kids and whatnot. So we are just tired. And then this is the awards week. So everything is, like I said, me and Josh, we showed our faces at the Celebrity Golf Invitational, which was great.
And a half event. I had to leave my house 8:30. At 5:30 in the morning to make it there.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Marcus end up driving up that night and staying at the resort. But we didn't get there until 1. We ordered room service.
Beautiful resort.
Did not get to eat that until 3.
This is the golf day?
This is the night.
So y'all wouldn't spend the night?
Yeah, so we didn't get down there until 1 a.m. because we had to pack up our kids to go to my mother's house.
Got it, Dorothy May.
Yes, we got to the hotel at 1 a.m. We were like, let's get some food. The room service never gets our food. Why y'all got a QR code to order if that don't get to you?
I hate that. That's my boomer thing. I don't want the QR codes.
We did it thinking it'll be easier. The kitchen never got it. So we waited an hour and we're like, where's our food? We didn't get your order. And so we had to order it again, wait another hour.
Oh!
Yeah. Eat, go to sleep at 3. I had to get up at 7 to put on makeup to go play terrible golf. Dang. And then I came and was let me tell you about the Queerty Awards.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so.
What happened down to the Queerties?
So if you don't know what the Queerty Awards are, there's a magazine called Queerty. It's a magazine obviously dedicated to the LGBTQIA community. And the Queerty Awards is an award show where they highlight either queer creators, trans creators, whatever, you know, bracket you fall under, or content that they feel like served that community. I was nominated for my video for One Margarita with the Saucy Santana remix. Mm-hmm. When it was directed by a, not that it matters, but it was directed by a gay director, Saucy Santana, who was a gay man, was also in it. And it was definitely one that we purposefully wanted to be like, this is for the LGBTQIA community. Terry Joe was in there as well. Anyways, was great to be nominated. Show up. I'm looking beautiful in my dress. Victory is coming with me. I said, we'll tell them that we're lovers so that we can feel a part of the crowd. So we see this long ass line, right? And I said, oh, well, I'm a nominee. Let me go ahead and go to the front and tell them, hey, we're here to walk the red carpet. They were like, you can go get in the long line because there's only one line. Mm. I said, no. I just rode here from Dana Point.
Yeah.
I know you're not telling me to get in no line.
And
not,
I know it.
I know you're not. She was like, we have over 250 nominees. Well, first of all, that's dumb. And second of all, no, you didn't. No, you did not. Y'all did not invite me to this and not make it clear that I would stand in the line. Terrell Bryce, also, he sees a line. They tell him the same damn thing.
Hello, sir. Back of the line, bucko.
He said, I'm on the ticket. You can't use me as a part of
the ticket line. Just so happens to be the same line. Get your behind in the back.
You know who all paid for these tickets? The people in line.
What I tell you, so luckily my very good friend, Tony Moore, who is a fantastic queer man who I love, he was already at the front of the line. And I said, Tony, save me. He was like, oh, this is one margarita. Come up under here. So we got in there. I saw, saw Terrell, saw Zach. I saw Duran, but I didn't get to speak to him. Met Bob,
Bob the drag queen?
Yeah, Bob the drag queen, who was super duper nice. I met Shangela, who is also a very famous drag queen. It was too packed. Mm. Wait, I mean, it was ass cheeks everywhere, big hair, big makeup, just a lot of titties, a lot of booties. It was a lot. Everyone was really nice, though, but they needed a bigger space. Mm-hmm. We lost quickly. What I mean by that is at first they were doing all these awards and the drag queen host was taking her time. They gave an award to Rosie O'Donnell, who Ricky Lake presented it to Rosie O'Donnell. And then after they did about 8 awards, they went through all the rest fast. They were like, they didn't even say the nominees. These are the nominees, the winner is. These are the nominees, the winner is. These are the nominees. These are the nominees, and when I say these are the nominees, they just put up a picture. And we're all in the same picture. These are the nominees for music video. The winner is Not You, Angel. I said, all right, let's go, Vic.
You left?
Hell yeah. I'm sorry, tired. And then there was these whip people. Ooh, let me tell you this, and I'm going to shut up. I got to tell y'all this. There was these couches, right? Because, you know, this is not a regular award ceremony because they're like, most of these people are men or trans women. There was not a lot of just gay women there. So they all got more strength in their legs, okay, is what I'm saying. So they don't got chairs, okay? And I'm like, no, I need to sit. So upstairs in the second level, there are these little couches because this is like a club. So everybody's actually just standing, but there's these couches. And there's one couch that just has two purses in it. Mm-hmm. And the woman on the couch across from it was like, those two people went to the restroom. So, but they're coming back. And I said, okay, well, there's room for 3 people. And I scooped their shit over and I sat down. I can tell she's livid. And I was like, and I bet you I won't get my black ass up.
You said that? Or no, that was your energy?
That was my energy. Because okay. She was sitting like in a weird way to not allow a second person to sit beside her. Bitch, you see what this environment is. Give us some space. And that's why her friend lost too. We all lost together. We all lost together.
So let me sit down.
Let me sit down. You see me? I'm over here 40, almost 44. Cisgender woman. You can tell from my pooch that I'd had some kids.
From the head with the fofo.
You see me? You see the fupa? What is you doing? Let me sit down and really try to have attitude. But bitch, I'll sit on your lap right about now. You keep playing with me.
I wish somebody would pop into the podcast right now and hear you say, you see the fupa? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong? You see what is going on. I'm not one of these little young babies out here, okay? Excited to be out. You know what I'm saying? They done did full makeup. These men beat the shit out of their face. I'm over here looking like a librarian trying to put on extra lashes so that you can see my face. Because, you know, these men don't play. When they get into their drag, they are over there dragging the makeup across their face.
Y'all.
It was mean.
You can't compete.
I wasn't trying to. That's why I said, let me sit down. I'm going to let these babies.
My 43-year-old behind down. Let these babies win.
Okay. And clap. I clapped. I was like, yes. I don't know who you are, but you seem like you're happy.
Also, I want y'all to congratulate Mimi. When I let Angel talk good, nobody says you let Angel talk good. When I get excited and talk with her and forget we're having a show and we just be talking like we do on tour, Kevin, let Angel talk. But when I do good, y'all never say nothing. So Kevin, if you ain't going to say good, then don't say bad.
You're going to cut Angel off just to say that?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, it's because it wasn't a topic that you had anything to
add to. I'd be in my head saying, oh, let her talk before somebody says something. Let her talk. But interject so you don't be like, well, it's either if I don't interject, he don't be paying attention. I'm either not paying attention or not letting you talk, but I never be like, good job, Kev. So shut the hell up. All right, ooh, and I love you. Love saying hell. Hell ain't cuss. Oh. And if it is, I don't care. Hell you, man. Hell you.
Because hell, right. Well, you didn't use it as in a place in hell. You said shut the hell.
Shut the hell up.
Ooh.
All right, I want to talk about this. Melet Thomas went viral last week for preaching Glorilla lyrics in his church. I want y'all to hear this little piece.
As Glorilla, yes. This is why I love good gospel music. I love good gospel music. And there's this new gospel artist. Some of you might know her, some of you don't. But her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Yes, she's from Memphis. Her name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. Some of you might know her as Glorilla. Yes, Glorilla, yes. Glorilla has a song called Tomorrow. And she makes this statement that blesses me. She says, every day the sun don't shine, but that's why I love tomorrow. And I'm talking to some people that life ain't been the kindest to you, but you understand that what Big Mama said all the time was right, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That every day is not good, but as long as I can make it to tomorrow, something can turn around. Come on, look at your neighbor, say, yeah, Glow. I understand this is not the season for me to just stay by the side of...
I love it. Also, her new song, Yeah Glow, that I if I had the time, I would do a parody of that and make it from Job's point of view and be Job's friends when he gets himself back and be like, yeah, Job. Yeah, Job.
You got time.
I don't feel like writing.
No. Listen.
Yeah, Job.
Have it. Do it on stage.
I could do it on the tour.
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Well, I was agreeing with you. I could do it. I'm thinking of like making it.
Yeah.
I love this. My pastor, one of the reasons I got this idea, my pastor in Washington used to do this. He wouldn't do this from rap lyrics, but he could preach on anything. David A. Davis, my aunt's dad in Washington, he preached movies. He preached, we had a very young church. Very young church. He preached movies. He preached sports when the Red Sox won. When the Cubs won, he had a message called The Curse is Broken. When I tell you I went up, so a lot of times that's where the... And I was like, it was such a great way to connect with his membership. And I think Melek did such a good job. I love...
Is that his name, Melek?
Yeah, Melek. You know that good Bible. Mm-hmm. He went to Howard, the real HU. Unless you went to Hampton to you, that's the real HU. But whoever I'm talking to, I tell them that theirs is the real HU. When I talk to Hampton people, y'all is the real HU. When I talk to Howard, y'all is the real HU.
Obviously.
I don't want to upset nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because my son going to the real CSUN, so
ain't no other.
It's gonna be a real matador.
A real matador. Ain't no other matador. I wanted to go to NCAT, but I was proud of him because he looked me in my eyes as a man. And told us, no, I'm going here because this is what's important to me. I wanted him to go there, but also wanted him to sit.
You go. Get your
I want to do a movie. I want to do a movie where a black person who wanted to go to HBCU or didn't know about them goes to undergrad and has the full experience. As a grown person.
People look like a pervert. I love it. Hey. You want to be my study partner?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah.
I want to go to undergrad. I want to go on the quad. I want to go join a fraternity. I want to go to GHO. I partner with the university.
Well, you can't do it anymore because you're not an undergrad.
Well, that's the movie. The movie is he didn't go to college and he missed that experience and he's doing it for the first time.
I love it. We were talking about what?
Melek.
Yeah, Glow. Tomorrow. The message.
Uh-huh. And when you're in your point of view on the messages, you like it?
I love it.
I do too. And I also thought sometimes they be trying to tie too much hell into too much heaven, but I don't think that's what he did this time.
No.
Like the, you know, pastors will preach on some stuff where you just like, what's this shit doing up in here? Come on now.
What do you mean with like visual aids?
Well, that ties into what I'm saying as well. But like sometimes it's just like, why are you trying to make Juicy into?
They're reaching.
Much hell, trying to tie too much hell into heaven.
Yeah, well, the Bible, I want to say maybe if it ain't the Bible, it's definitely gospel music like Joy Comes in the Morning. Yeah, we may do for a night, Joy Come in the Morning. That's tomorrow. Yeah. We may do for a night, but Joy Come in the Morning.
Absolutely.
That's tomorrow. That's Glorilla. And her name, Gloria Hallelujah, for real. I thought that was a joke, but that is her name. Her actual name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods.
No, it's not Hallelujah.
Yes, Gloria Hallelujah Woods is Glorilla's name. Hallelujah is her middle name.
At 100%.
She is.
Why isn't she starting a church?
She will. Well, just let her get it out.
Cuban, I'm Cuban. In layers, ho.
You see the interviewed her?
Yes.
Now, cha-cha, slide.
If you know Memphis people, going to put that R in stuff.
Houston,
music, Cuban.
They interviewed her and asked why she said it like that. And she said, Cuban on Cuban sounds corny.
Oh, she actually said Cuban?
Yeah, she said Cuban on Cuban sounds corny. That's not how I'm saying
it. It wouldn't.
She said it's Cuban on
Cuban. Cuban on Cuban in layers. Oh, yeah, glow.
I love it. I think, no. So what I'm saying is that I don't feel like that was a reach. I felt like that was a perfect place to pull the metaphor and lyrics from. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of times people know their congregation. They know when they listen into this type of stuff.
And that's what happens. What makes a lot of pastors go viral is it goes from their congregation because of the internet to the world. And that's when it goes. I want to say one more thing real quick about the Bible. I was watching One Piece the other night. Yesterday, they're in a little arc where they're in it feels like Jonah and the whale. They got eaten by a whale. They inside doing stuff. And somebody, when I started One Piece, they were like, it got a lot of Bible similarities to it.
What is this? The art? Is One that Piece a movie? Is
the anime.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was anime. I forgot. I was like, what are you talking about?
One Piece is anime. Uh-huh. And I said, hold up now. If I was a young pastor and had some anime fans, and I'd preach that One Piece. But I don't know how it ends yet. When I get to the end.
And then all of a sudden they have a butt
sink. I haven't finished this arc right now. They're literally in the whale's mouth right now. So, if I was a pastor of kids who watch anime, like when I was a youth pastor, I used to preach to this because like you were saying, like, you know your audience. So I used to preach Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar had a song called Peer Pressure where he was talking about his friends were doing crime and how they got connected. Uh-huh. And I would preach that type of stuff to my students,
youth. Uh-huh.
To my youths, because I would I know they listen to that. They not listening to the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
I do love when a pastor knows its audience well enough and a pastor is also tapped into the life that they're living, meaning that a lot of times, especially when I was young, my pastors were old already.
Mm-hmm.
So the type of stuff that I was doing and into, right? Some of it, yes, ain't nothing new under the sun. But some of the stuff, it was just like, that's not what anybody's doing. Like, they were worried about us going to prom because they felt like that's when we would have sex. No, people already having sex. They're not waiting for prom. That's not going to Lookout
Mountain on prom day. I had sex in 10th grade.
Like the people having sex in the under the stairs, okay? Under the stairs at the school, they slipping it in real quick. Pop, 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 pop,
that's
pop,
hilarious.
Pop.
Y'all focus on the wrong thing, and you're too late as well.
You're too late.
We were having sex. There was a house behind my church. We're having sex at Vacation Bible School. Y'all worried about prom?
Yes. That's what I was like. So, like, for me, that allows me to know, okay, you're a little bit with the times, and you're understanding mm-hmm. the current struggle. While it might be the same struggle you were having before, it's just coming in a different form. Yeah. And if you preach about the old form, you done already lost the niggas.
You're right.
They already doing the things.
They're doing the things.
You talking about getting pregnant, nigga, I done already got, you know, taken that care of a couple of times. You lost.
What?
Gotten it taken care of.
Oh, taken care of.
A couple of times. You're going to have a baby. I already took care of it. What you talking about?
I thought you said taking Carol. I said, okay, Carol. Y'all did some different sex in Kentucky.
Carol.
You know I took that Carol.
What?
But it's just like, listen, hey, HJ put in there, this is what she means.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like, no, that's not, this is not the 1950s. There are ways that we can avoid having a child that we don't want. So if there's something else you're trying to have me avoid, speak on that.
This ain't Texas.
Come on.
Woo! You can't hold them. Hey.
So.
Anyway, I just want to say this real quick and then we'll close. We've been on almost 2 hours.
This has been a long time.
This has been refreshing.
I've had to go doo-doo for an hour.
Me too. Oh, I got to pee and doo-doo.
That was me when I was on stage and I did pee.
Angel went pee during the show in Dallas. It was so funny. She left me on stage by myself. You peed quick though. I respected it.
Oh yeah. Wash my hands every day.
I want to say this. churchy is going beyond my purview. Like, people are clipping it and posting it. And I seen a comment on there. They were like, they're probably a negative one, but I ain't seen it yet. They was like, Kev on stage can really act. And somebody said, he on his Zoom. And somebody else said, I actually hated him, which means I hated what Corey was doing. And it was so funny. I was looking at comments on one of the BET things. It was me and Keisha. I'm not one of those actors who be like, in the character, like, nigga, it's me. You know what I'm talking about. We was having an argument about him going to do the church thing. And I thought churchy was written to be very clear that Corey was selfish, right? I thought that was the point I was making. There was men in there like, and I'm with Corey, and women too, and Keisha don't support him. I said, oh, I didn't think that. Somebody DM'd me, or somebody commented, didn't DM me. They commented on there, I lost my family just like this, chasing after my dreams for God. I said, hey, Corey was being wrong. I thought he was being a little selfish in the thing. But that's how you know people are seeing that through their own lens.
Yeah.
What you intended and what people take from it are often two things. And then a lot of women was with Keisha, but a lot of them was like, and Keisha's wrong. That's why she'll never get a man. Wow. Wow. Why she never gonna get a man? Cause she want Corey to do what he said.
It make you feel good when people say Kevin was on his Zoom. Kevin was
Angel.
I know it fed your
I
damn
knew
soul.
My first it fed my soul when you said I did a good job. Cause I know you're a great friend and a great person, but you will not say something you don't believe. Mm-hmm. I think you would have complimented me a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Mel. We're shooting at 11. Well, after.
Gin and Juice?
No.
Merchandise.
Merch.
And Greg and them are shooting.
Got it. You are a great friend, but I knew you wouldn't be like, you did good. You'd be like, I'm proud of you.
And you completed the work. Completed the work.
Which is another compliment. But when you said you actually did good, and I really hope it gets another season, because I won't have to focus on lunch being
You'll
late.
Be so much better.
If they produce, we get it produced, lunches, like I be looking at myself and I remember, I could look at an episode and be, I remember lunch was, that was the day they brought me them doggone cold cuts from Costco. And I said, you can't feed people who've been here since 6 a.m. a doggone cut in half turkey wrap that been sitting outside.
No.
I don't want no warm mayonnaise.
I could definitely see where you could go further, but with all the things that were on your plate, as far as in all the things you were managing, I was like, oh, he held his own. But yeah, let yourself be actually
an actor. If I could just focus on acting.
Which I had said to you, because when you were like, I was thinking about direct, I was like, sir, you're not.
I can't imagine if I did that.
You're not. You're going to be.
My nose would have been bleeding.
Yeah, you would have been very mediocre at best. But you did a good job.
You did a good job. All right, we love y'all. Thank y'all again. And everybody who's watching, we know that we put this out for the bonus. We do appreciate the Patreon, but this episode is for the whole Here's the Thing team. And the supporters, we don't have to do this again. We don't have to win it twice for Here's the Thing. We won. We let y'all go ahead and win. We want to win for other stuff. I hope to be nominated for the NAACP Image Award for something every year.
Amen.
And I'm going to do different stuff.
Well, what? Wait until, watch Churchy get nominated.
Oh, I'm going to put Churchy up. I'm going to try to go for host for Friday Night Vibe. I'm going to try to go through Breakthrough Creative.
Well, I can show you how to apply. I applied this year. You can do it.
Listen, we wouldn't even have been here if Angel didn't turn that on, because I didn't know. Listen. I didn't even know you nominated yourself.
And then Angel
I didn't know
became,
how that happened.
And then Angel became the project manager of Angel Mills.
Dog. What?
Angel was relentless.
Angel said, here are their emails. They're like, thank you.
Reward her. If you're watching this episode and you watch it to this point and it ain't Thursday. Well, when is it in? Thursday? When can you vote? Today?
You can vote today. And then it's
okay, over. If you watch this whole podcast, please vote today. I know we said at the beginning, but take a moment and vote one time for Angel, because we really want her to win. Because the thing, nigga, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
I don't have my suit.
Oh, no, Kevin. I don't have my dresses, so we right in the same.
Get it. I better head down to Penny's. All right, we love
voting
y'all.
Voting is closed. Bye.
It is closed?
They said.
Oh.
Okay. Well, boop.
I don't have my suit.
Let me see. Is voting really closed? Are y'all lying to me? No. No, it was open yesterday.
It was open last night.
Hold on.
Yeah, Glow.
I think they think.
Curbing on curbing.
Curbing on curbing. Nope. It's gone. Yesterday was the last day. All right. We'll see, guys. Thank you.
Cutting.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.